Today from the Ohio Newsroom, segregation in Ohio schools.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. More than 70 years ago, the Supreme Court ruling Brown v. Board of Education deemed separating children in public schools based on race unconstitutional. But according to researchers from Stanford and UCLA, racial divides still exist in Ohio classrooms today. The state is among the most racially segregated in the nation, according to a report by the Segregation Tracking Project and advocacy group, Brown's Promise. Ann Owens co-led the Segregation Tracking Project. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
To start us off, help us understand how you define racial segregation. In the modern world, it doesn't look like schools explicitly banning students of a particular race from attending, right? What form does it take?
That's right. Prior to Brown versus Board of Education decision in 1954, school systems were able to legally discriminate and separate children of different racial groups. And today, we don't have policies that explicitly do that. But because of vestiges of residential segregation and other educational and housing policies, we do still see that students of different racial groups often attend separate schools.
Okay, so how did Ohio fare?
Ohio did not fare great on our racial segregation metric, which examines the degree to which white and non-white children are attending the same versus different schools. It had the fifth highest level of segregation.
Were there any common denominators between the most racially segregated schools? I mean, what can we attribute this to?
Contrary to perhaps popular imagination, many of the most segregated states are not states in the South, states that did have, you know, sort of legalized segregation prior to Brown versus Board of Education. Instead, we see high levels of school segregation in a lot of other states, Midwestern, Northeastern states. And a lot of this has to do with how states set up their school system. One reason that schools are highly segregated is because districts are highly segregated. And so a lot of the states that have high levels of racial segregation have a lot of different school districts. And those lines end up separating children across those district lines before they even choose a specific school to enroll in. But this is also due to other education policies. So for example, the expansion of charter schools in many places leads to higher levels of racial segregation. When people have more school choice, they aren't necessarily choosing the most integrating option for their children.
And how are students impacted?
When school districts have higher levels of segregation, there are larger achievement gaps between white and Black students or poor and non-poor students. And those gaps tend to grow more quickly in highly segregated places.
Okay, so how can we as a state address this issue?
In Ohio, a very high degree of segregation is happening between districts. It does point to the need for the state to get involved in thinking about, are there ways that district lines can be slightly redrawn to encourage integration? Are there cross-district line plans that can allow students who live in certain areas to attend school in other districts? And then outside of education policy, what sorts of housing policies and economic policies can help reduce economic and housing inequality in ways that can perpetuate residential integration that can then feed into school integration?
That's Ann Owens, UCLA sociology professor with the Segregation Tracking Project. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.